how debt works against you. Einstein is supposed to have said, "Compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. As you earn and save, your money makes more money, and that money makes even more money." Literally, every finance book available talks about this, and all agree that it's a very good thing. But what if it's not a very good thing? What if it's a very, very bad thing? I'm sure everyone's heard that E equals MC squared. Allow me to introduce you to Luca Pacioli's Rule of 72. Here's how it works. If you know the returns you're earning on an investment, say 6% per year, divide 72 by that number. 72 divided by 6 equals 12. This gives you the number of years it'll take for your money to double. If I invest $1,000 with a return of 6% a year, it'll compound into $2,000 in 12 years without my investing another cent. That balance goes up over time because the money I make makes more money, which in turn makes even more money. When you're an investor, the rule of 72 is your friend. It helps your money grow. But if you have debt, the rule of 72 is your enemy. It works against you to take what little money you have. Credit cards typically have interest rates around 20%. So if I borrow $1,000 to buy a flat screen TV, it would take only 72 divided by 20 equals 3.6 years for my debt to double. Another 3.6 years and the debt quadruples. This is why debt is so scary. If you don't kill it, the debt monster gets bigger and bigger until it's consuming everything in its path. Don't let the monster get that big. We have to slay it now.